Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, I'm delighted to tell you that on the line we have Limandlela Ndamase, director at the Mayoral Communications. And Limandlela, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much and good afternoon.
So I was reading the press during the week, and I see the Sowetan came out with an article which I haven't seen published anywhere else, and I'm wondering if it's fake news or not. Just hoping you can clarify the issue for us. Are the OUTsurance pointsmen back on Johannesburg roads?
Yes, indeed. The pointsmen from Monday, the 11th of January, have been redeployed into all the roads of Johannesburg and all the regions of the city to assist us with the controlling of traffic congestion, especially where there's traffic signal failure. So it is true, confirmed, the pointsmen are back, and we are quite pleased that many motorists of the city have actually responded quite positively, and we've received a positive messages coming out of the residents of the city with regards to the return of the pointsmen.
I've got absolutely no doubt that you were overwhelmed with thanks and people no doubt ecstatic that those guys are back. They do a wonderful service. If you could just perhaps remind us, what was the process? Why did we get rid of them in the first place? And then what were the factors that went into bringing them back?
Well, these pointsmen, unfortunately, the contract was abruptly cancelled in September 2019. Under the administration of the previous Mayor Mashaba. Reasons for the cancellation of the contract were quite frivolous. And on further investigation, since the coming into office of Mayor Makubu, we have actually picked up and realized that there were some elements which wanted to hijack this particular project, which is a project really that is submitted and facilitated by traffic free flow, free of charge to the city of Johannesburg. So it is a project that was critical. It is a project that is highly supportive of us making sure that we keep road users within the city of Johannesburg safe. And therefore, it became a priority that we resuscitate the program and ensure that the pointsmen are back. And we can guarantee the employment of over 110 pointsmen onto this particular program, at least making some dent to the number of unemployed people within our city.
I think that is crucial, and I think that's probably of primary importance. What I want to tell you as well from a personal perspective is I actually think the decision you've made is going to save lives. I think that watching people in Johannesburg drive, seeing them lose patience and take chances, the fact that these OUTsurance pointsmen will be back there bringing an element of order is a highly, highly smart move. And thank you, and thank you to the mayor for doing that.
Yes, no. In fact, the executive mayor, obviously, it falls within his responsibilities to serve the people of Joburg and to ensure that at all times we prioritize what is important, critical, and necessary for us to assure the safety of our residents, because it is our aspiration to make Joburg really a city that you can live, play, and be able to earn a living in. And we are trying our best to make sure that towards our future of the growth and development strategy of the city, we do promote the city as a world-class African city. And as such, we must make sure that all the different elements of that are operational and are working.
Mr. Ndamase, director at the Mayoral Communications Department, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon. And thank you more than that for giving us some really, really very good news.
Thank you very much, and all the best to you and your best.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.